Time for our monthly book group chat with Catherine Lana. She chooses our books for us every month. And I don't know whether you managed to read Everyone is Brave, Everyone Brave is Forgiven, rather, by Chris Cleave. Now, Catherine couldn't be with me this afternoon, popped by a bit earlier on, and she was very excited that the author of the book, Chris Cleave, had spotted that we were reading it and came on air a couple of weeks ago.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yes. But something so simple, and you don't actually, it's quite scary sometimes. You send something out there just acknowledging that you're reading a book by somebody, and the author actually replies, and they think, "Oh no, what did I put?" But he was thrilled to be involved, wasn't he? Which was lovely.
And it was really interesting hearing how he came to write the book. And I mean, it is about the war, as he explained. Three central characters, all from very different parts of society, and how the war, the Second World War, sort of made them all intermingle, and the hopes for a changed world afterwards, I think, as well.
Yes, they were quite young, and they all had different expectations of what the war was going to be, which I found quite interesting. And immediately, the first character is Mary, and she's quite a socialite, but she decides that she's going to be a spy for the world war effort, which, you know, she's got a bit of romance and a bit of spark about her, but obviously deluded. And I think that was the first insight of the book as being quite humorous, because she goes to the war office and says, I want to do something. Thinks she's going to be a spy and ends up being a teacher.
A teacher. She can't believe it when she's a teacher, can she?
No.
This is the first few pages.
Yes. Well, she thinks it's all some sort of subterfuge and that she's on a test. So she has to play the role of a teacher. And before she knows it, she is actually playing the role of a teacher, because that's what she's got to do. But her romance sort of, well, dispels eventually, but then she has to get into this role of actually doing some good for the war effort. And I think it's really interesting seeing her character change as she does develop into that, and she becomes a force in her own right. Her feistiness is channeled into the right area, which is actually as a teacher looking after children that were evacuated out of London but didn't settle and came back into the city, and so she's sort of looking after them. And then in that role, her boss is a chap called Tom, and so he's an education officer, and he didn't go to he didn't sign up, and so they develop a relationship. And then we're introduced to Alistair, who is Tom's best friend, who did sign up, and he ends up in Malta, in a siege in Malta. So we hear the war from their different perspectives, and yes, their backgrounds, and then how they react to the different situations that they're in.
And how Tom's very guilty throughout a lot of the time, isn't there? Because
yes,
his mate Alistair has gone off and he hasn't.
Yes, and Alistair too is such an admirable character, because he puts everybody before himself, it seems. He's always looking out for his men, and quite a self-sacrificing in all that he does in his personal relationship as well, because he actually falls in love with Mary, who's already promised to Tom. So, you know, you've got that trio there of difficult situation, and also there's another character who's just got a smaller part called Hilda as well. So there's just so many different elements to the book, taking you through, well, as we find out with the title, how are they brave? How do they react to all these different circumstances?
And that's what's interesting, isn't it? Because brave isn't necessarily what you start off the book thinking.
No. And also, it's very sort of small circumstances. It's not big actions very often, big grand gestures. It's how you actually plug away at the day-to-day, how you're brave in facing up to difficult personal circumstances, the challenges of everyday life, and particularly where you are under threat, when you're, you know, in siege in London and siege in Malta, and food is hard to come by, and that wears you down. But it was interesting finding out about the author as well, because though he's looking back on the history and how the war did change people then, and it's his first historical novel, so he's not done that before, he's also wanting us to think about how we react to the day-to-day now. How are we brave in our circumstances today? And I've read a piece about him where he says he wants to encourage us that we can be brave in the everyday. And though we look at these characters in the past and think they were heroic, they had to face up to all sorts of things, we're like that today. We haven't changed. So believe in who we are now and who the world is, what the world is now, which is quite an encouraging, hopeful message to hear, really.
And he said as well, he's writing another book, a sequel, didn't he, as well?
Yes.
So that'll be really interesting to see.
It will, because his other books are quite different, the modern side of things. And he's saying that writing a modern book is more different and difficult because you have to set up the stage, where he's already got the stage in the theatre because he's looking at a period of history that people already know. So he can concentrate on the characters and what he wants to bring out in their lives, because we already have that context, which is really quite interesting. I'd never really thought about it like that before.
The Bunters Group is a book group in Clare. There are seven of them. They formed in 2012. They're all women and they meet monthly. And they have been reading Chris Cleaver's book as well, Everyone Brave Was Forgiven. They thought it took a bit to get into. Did you think that at all?
Well, I didn't, because I loved the first. Yes, and they're quite short chapters. And it was straight in there with Mary and her socialite lifestyle and being a teacher and being the spy that she wasn't and all that. So I quite enjoyed the first few pages. So I was in there straight away.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think I wondered what I was meant to be reading about, but yes. In fact, you don't. You just find characters, and then you suddenly start to find out that you're enjoying it and just joining in with these characters. Really.
Yes. So you are introduced to them first, and I suppose that takes a little bit of time working out who they are and how they're interrelated. And then there's quite a bit going on with the plot development.
They thought it was a good read, though. They said, with the colourful characters, the fast pace, it was voted a good read by the Bunters Group in Clare. So well done, Clare. What about you?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. And actually, because I read it a little while ago, and then I look back on it to talk to you, there's even more. I think it's really nice revisiting a book, because you've got the storyline, and then you look at the development of the characters and the other things that the author's trying to tell us. So I loved it, yeah.
So if you haven't read it yet, then you should. It's a brilliant book. And Chris Cleaver's book, Everyone Brave Was Forgiven,